Welcome to the Cryptid Corner, the podcast where we discuss some of your favorite tales, cryptids, monsters, and more, and exactly how they came to be what we know them as today.
Episode 32, I believe, 31. Let me take a look here actually and see. Yeah, it's going to be 32. I guess I should have known that before we got started. As always, I'm your host, Casey, and this week we're going to be discussing a legend, but it's not going to be that. Well, there's some ghosts involved and maybe some, you know, other stuff, that superstition and things like that, but it's more or less a legend about, you know, pirates and treasure. Yeah, but it's about a specific one, like Captain William Kidd, for instance. That's a name that might be one that you think of along with Blackbeard if someone were to mention pirates. I mean, in fact, a lot of people believe that in an attempt to retain some of his wealth from the years of, like, that he spent pirating fortunes from people and places, that Captain Kidd, he actually did the second thing you would think of if someone were to mention pirates, and that would be that, you know, to bury some of his treasure. That's right, we're gonna be talking about buried treasure, guys. Very different story for the Cryptid Corner, but, you know, we're gonna cover more than just cryptids. We're also gonna cover folklore, legends, just overall obscure type things, you know. So, like, Gardner's Island, New York, is a famous, like, rendezvous point for, like, pirates. Well, it was actually, and it's the only place known to have been used as a bank for deposit for, like, 1699, the Earl of Belmont recovered from it 783 ounces of gold, 633 ounces of silver, cloth of gold, silk, satins, and jewels, you know, all that good pirate stuff. And the old Gardner mansion on this island was formerly preserved. Like, a costly shawl was actually given to Miss Gardner by Captain Kidd himself. Kidd was born in New York. He began his naval career as a chaser of pirates, actually, and became a robber himself. Was captured in Boston, where he was ruffling boldly about the streets, and was hanged in London in 1701. In the sea superstition, the apparition of his ship is sometimes confused with that of the Flying Dutchman. So that's pretty interesting, you know, that the Flying Dutchman is actually, it gets confused for Captain Kidd's vessel, you know. And so that's a little bit of the background of Kidd. And he became a robber himself after having a Navy career at, you know, trying to capture pirates. But at Lion's Rock near Lyme, Connecticut, a part of his treasure is said to be under the ground. Oh, excuse me, under the guard of a demon that springs upon intruders unless they recite scripture while digging for the money. So, you know, as I mentioned, there is some lore involved with this. Charles Island near Milford, Connecticut, was dug into one night by a company from that town that had learned of Kidd's visit to it and what Kidd could have been doing ashore unless, you know, he was burying treasure. This is these people's train of thought. The lid of an iron chest had been uncovered when the figure of a headless man came bounding out of the air, and the work was discontinued right then. The figure was said to have leaped into the pit and had been dug, and blue flames poured out of it. When the diggers returned, their spades and picks were gone, and the ground was smooth. And, you know, that's a bit of the folklore there, that circles Captain Kidd's treasure. Mohegan Island off of Maine coast. I hope I said that correctly. Mohegan. Mohegan Island off the coast of Maine contains a cave opening to the sea where it was whispered that treasure had been stored in the care of spirits in that area. Searchers found within it a heavy chest, which they were about to lift when one of the party, contrary to the orders, spoke. The spell was broken, for the watchful spirits heard and snatched away the treasure. Some years ago, the cave was enlarged by blasting in the hope of finding the chest, for an old saying had been handed down among the people of the island from whom it came, that they've forgotten where it comes from, but it was something to this effect. You dig 6 feet and you will find iron. Dig 6 more feet and you will find money. This is gonna be a tough one. Damariscotta Island, Damariscotta. Hopefully I did that one. I don't know. I'm pretty good lately. Near Kennebec, Maine, is a lake of salt water, which, like dozens of shallow ones in this country, is locally reputed to be bottomless. Yet Kidd was believed to have sunk some of his valuables there. So that's another place where they said his treasure may be, and to have guarded against the entrance of boats by means of a chain hung from a rock to hung from rock to rock in the narrow entrance. So they're supposed to be like chained off, pretty much. Bolts on either side showing the points of attachment, while ring bolts were thought to have been driven for the purpose of tying boats there or buoys, thus making the spots where the chest marking where the chest went down at, so they could be retrieved later. This island too has been held in fear as like a haunting ground. Appledore in the Isles of Shoals in Maine was another such hiding place, if you will, and Kidd put one of his crew to death that might still haunt that place and frighten searchers from their quest of trying to find his treasure there. For years, no fisherman could have been induced to the land there right after nightfall, because an islander once encountered old Bab on his rounds with a red ring around his neck, a frock hanging about him, and he was like a gleam, like a bioluminescence gleam from his body, who peered at the intruder with a white and dreadful face and nearly scarred him to death. So that was like some lore that went around with the fishermen that kept them from going to that area, you know, after nightfall, because of the lore that surrounds it. A spot near Piscataqua River, which defines the border between Maine and New Hampshire, was another hiding place, if you will. And in the early 19th century, the ground was dug over. Two of the seekers plying prick and spade, while others stood within the circle they had drawn about the spot and loudly read the Bible. Presently, their implements clicked on an iron chest, so like they sunk the shovel into the dirt and clink, you know, just like a movie scene, but it slid sideways into the ground as they tried to uncover it. And at last an interruption occurred that caused them to stop work so long that when they took off to look for it again, it had entirely disappeared. This diversion was the appearance of a monster horse that flew towards them from a distance without any sound, but stopped short of the circle where they where the process of banning fiends was still going on, like, so where they're saying their biblical scriptures in the circle that they had made. And after gazing and walking around them for a while, it dissolved into air. So apparently, like, you know, they were warding off these bad spirits and mojo. Kidd's Plug is a part of the craggy steep known as Crow Nest on the Hudson River. It is projecting knob like a bung closing in an orifice, is the way this is described here, which is believed to conceal a cavern where the reputable captain placed a few barrels of his wealth through it. Though it is like 200 feet up a cliff, inaccessible either from above or below, and weighs many tons, still, as pirates and devils have always been friendly, and it may be that the corking of the cave was accomplished with supernatural help, is so the story reads. And if blasts or prayers ever shake the stone from the place, a shower of doubloons and diamonds may come rattling down behind it. So that's pretty interesting. There's all this folklore surrounding him, you know. And we'll dig some more into some different lores and myths, you know, surrounding Captain Kidd's treasures after this break. Welcome back to the Cryptic Corner. So, the Rock Hill Estate in Medford, Massachusetts was plagued by a specter that some thought to be that of a New Hampshire farmer who was robbed and murdered there, but others say it was the shade of Kidd himself, for iron treasure chests were found in the cellar that they behaved like that on Piscataqua River, like we mentioned before, sinking out of sight whenever they were touched by shovels, so it's like they just could not obtain the treasure no matter how hard they tried. Missouri Islands near Salem, Massachusetts was dug over, and under spiritual guidance too, for other installments of Mr. Kidd's acquisitions, but without avail. It takes no less than a half dozen ghosts to guard what is hidden in Money Hill on the Shark River is how this goes here. So it's just saying like there's tons of things to ward you away. New Jersey, so Shark River's in New Jersey, so there must be a good deal of it, you know, a good deal of that treasure there for there to be so many specters and stuff to be said haunting this. Some of these guardians are in sailor's togs, like in sailor's uniforms, some in their moldy bones, you know, it's some peaceful, some noisy with threats and screaming and groans and, as Ancient Mariner remarked, who lives, they said Rumlot, that's what they said, he remarked, Excuse me, I lost my place there in my notes. A rumlop, as an ancient mariner remarked, who lives near the graves in daytime hiding places. Many heirlooms are owned by Jerseymen whereabout that were received from kids sailors in exchange for applejack and provisions. And two sailor-looking men are alleged to have taken a strongbox out of Money Hill some years ago, from which they abstracted two bags of gold. After that event, the hill was dug over with great earnestness and without any result to the prospectors, other than the cultivation of their patience, you know, because they tried to search for it and search for it and search for it and could not come across anything at all. Sandy Hook, New Jersey, near Kid's Tree, and the clay banks of the Atlantic Highland Highlands back of that point were suspected hiding places. But the Karen or Knoll called Old Woman's Hill at the Highlands is not haunted by kids' men, as it used to be said, but by the spirit of a disconnected Indian woman. So this, you know, this kind of swerves into a different direction here. This spirit, the Indians themselves drove away with stones. So the story goes that Oyster Point, Maryland, lived Patty Dabney, who recognized Kid from an old portrait on meeting him one evening in 1836. He was going home late from the tavern when a light in a pine thicket caused him to turn from the road. In a clearing among the trees, pervaded by a pale shine which seemed to emanate from its occupants, a strange company was playing at bowls. A fierce-looking reprobate who was superintending the game glanced up, and seeing Patty's pale face, gave such a leap in his direction and that the Irishman fled with a howl of terror and never stopped till they reached the door. When on turning about, he found that the phantom of the pirate chief had vanished. Others, he convinced, were devils, for many a sea rover had sold himself to Satan. Captain Teach, or Blackbeard, as we mentioned, you know, earlier, and it's not necessarily proven that Blackbeard was Teach. We might do a Blackbeard episode one day. It'll probably be a while before we return to pirates, though. Teach or Blackbeard proved as much to his crew by shutting himself in the hold of his ship, where he was burning sulfur to destroy rats and withstanding suffocation for several hours. One day, a dark man appeared on board who was not one of the crew at sailing, but who had gone as mysteriously as he came on the day before the ship was wrecked. It was known that Kid had buried his Bible in order to inaugurate the evil one. This is how that was said. A flat rock on the north shore of Liberty Island in New York Harbor was also thought to mark the place where the pervasive wealth of the pirates was said to be. As the late 1830s, Sergeant Gibbs, one of the garrison at the island, tried to unearth it, and with the aid of a fortune teller and a recruit, but they had no sooner reached a box about 4 feet in length when a being with wings, horns, tail, and a breath, the latter palpable in blue flames, burst from the coffer. Gibbs fell unconscious into the water and narrowly escaped drowning, while his companions ran away, and the treasure may still be there. As the story goes, you know, who knows? Dighton Rock, Massachusetts, is a place where the shore, it's for several hundred feet around there, has been examined, for it was once believed that the inscriptions on it were cut by Kid to mark the place of burial for part of his treasure. Back in the days before the American Revolution, a black man called Mud Sam, who lived in the cabin at the Battery of New York City, was benighted at about the place where 100th Street now touches the East River. While waiting there for the tide to take him up the Sound, he beguiled the time by a nap. So he took a nap while he was waiting, and waking, he started to leave his sleeping place under the trees to regain his boat, when the gleam of a lantern and the sound of voices coming up the bank caused him to shrink back into the shadow. At first he thought that he might be dreaming for Hellgate was a place of such repute that one might readily have bad dreams and nightmares there, and the legends of the spot passed quickly through his mind. The skeletons that lived in the wreck on the hen and chickens that looked out in the passing ships with blue lights in the eye sockets of their skulls, the brown fellow known as the pirate spook, S-P-U-K-E, I don't know how to pronounce that, that used to cruise up and down the wrathful torrent and was snuffed out of sight for some hours by old Peter's Stuyvesant with a silver bullet. So there's a lot of lore that goes on here, like people searching for treasure. Treasure can't be found. Where there's people, you know, associating the treasure with like with hauntings and ghouls and spirits, you know, preventing them from ever reaching it. But it's never, you know, these are just all folklores and legends regarding it. Kidd himself was no more mysterious than any other pirate at the time. So that's all we have in regards to Captain Kidd's treasure. So you know, visit the Facebook if you haven't already. You know, you can like that there. Every week I post a different photo album, and I'll include pictures of Kidd as well as like what his treasure is supposed to look like, you know what I mean, just like any other pirate treasure, I'm sure. Yeah, so if you're a new listener, you know, you can find me on Facebook using the handle at the Cryptic Corner. Also, if you're interested in purchasing any merch, and I know I've been saying for weeks about the new designs coming, and they're actually right here at the cusp of being released. So we're just doing the final touches here. So in the next week or two, you should see that. And you can find current merch as well as new designs when they come out at crypticmerch.com. Also, if you're, you know, if you'd like to be a bonus guest of the show, or if you just want to reach out with a personal experience, you know, with cryptids, lore, or anything strange, you can always contact me at caseycryptic@gmail.com. That's CASEY. CRYPTIC at gmail.com. You can reach out to me there for any questions about the shows, correcting me about some of the information that I have here, because I'm just like anybody else. I make mistakes. But if you're enjoying, please rate and review. You know, it helps grow the show tremendously. And as always, I've been your host, Casey. Remember, stay creepy.